Top stories this hour. Amnesty says that Bahrain must stop its campaign of terror against protesters amid a Saudi-backed crackdown. The United States says that President Obama reserves the right to order military operations inside Pakistan. And the Israeli Prime Minister's military aide refuses to travel to London for fear of arrest over war crimes. Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, Amnesty International has urged Bahraini authorities to stop arresting opposition members. This follows the Bahraini regime's arrest of the head of the opposition Islamic Action Society, Sheikh Mohammed Ali Al-Mahfouz. Amnesty has also called on Manama to release all detained anti-regime protesters. Separately, the rights group has denounced the extension of emergency rule in Bahrain. Amnesty said a renewal of the law for 3 more months will only worsen the human rights crisis in the country. It said the Bahraini regime has used emergency rule to try civilians before military courts. In the meantime, Bahrain Center for Human Rights says Saudi-backed forces have tortured prominent rights activist Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja.
Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja was seen a few days ago, admitted in a military hospital, and people who've seen him there, they could not recognize his face. Because of the torture mark in his face, he could not walk, he could not talk.
An American activist has denounced the rights violations of the U.S. ally Bahrain.
And let's talk about Bahrain. Our ally Bahrain is closing down the opposition newspaper, and the top editors are going on trial. Guess what else they're doing? They are prosecuting doctors. Prosecuting doctors in Bahrain for performing operations, life-saving operations on protesters. That is so shameful and disgusting that we, our country, could stand by with our Fifth Fleet, our Navy there, with our allies right there, as we deny them freedom, as we shut down their newspapers and prosecute the editors, and then prosecute doctors for saving the lives of protesters who have been injured.
Well, Iran has slammed the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council over what it calls its baseless accusations and hostility. Iran's interior minister says some GCC members are resorting to finger-pointing tactics to justify their military intervention in Bahrain. Mustafa Mohammad Najjar also denounced the crackdown on protests in the Persian Gulf state as un-Islamic and a violation of human rights. The GCC has accused Tehran of meddling in Bahrain's internal affairs. This comes as Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait have sent troops there to help quell anti-government protests. GCC guidelines only allow troop deployments to a member state in case of an external invasion. Forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi have killed at least 5 people in a fresh shelling of the port city of Misrata. Revolutionary forces say the bombing on the besieged city has caused many casualties, among them people of other nationalities waiting for evacuation. They say the shelling is continuing on the city's residential and industrial areas. Gaddafi's army also fired dozens of rockets at the town of Zintan. Now, his forces are pressing on with a campaign that has created a humanitarian crisis and forced thousands to flee the country. The International Criminal Court has voiced concern that the regime's ongoing violence against the civilian population could amount to crimes against humanity.
And systematic attacks currently taking place in the Libyan Arab Shamahia against the civilian population may amount to crimes against humanity. The evidence collected by the Office of the Prosecutor confirms this assessment.
Well, Arab League Chief Amr Moussa and the U.S. Assistant Defense Secretary Alexander Virchow have held talks in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. The two discussed a wide range of issues with a focus on the recent uprisings and revolutions in the Arab world. Virchow said that the Pentagon believes security in the region has advanced following the reforms implemented in Egypt and other countries in the region. He also said the killing of Osama bin Laden has contributed to the security of the Egyptian people. Former Tunisian President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and his wife have been charged with plotting against the internal security of the state. Now, the Justice Ministry said the charges pressed against Ben Ali and Leila Trabelsi also include inciting disorder, murders, and looting. Meanwhile, a local court is investigating a link between the deaths of four anti-government protesters and the presidential couple, as well as Ben Ali's nephew. Families of the four accuse Ben Ali of ordering regime forces to shoot at demonstrators who tried to stop Qais Ben Ali from fleeing amid the revolution earlier this year. The ex-president also faces over 18 other lawsuits. Washington says the U.S. president reserves the right to order military operations on Pakistani soil again. This comes despite Islamabad's complaints that the American raid that left Osama bin Laden dead was unauthorized and unilateral. U.S. officials say they gave no prior notice to Pakistan before the raid against bin Laden. The CIA director said Washington decided to keep Islamabad in the dark for fear that Pakistani officials may have alerted the al-Qaeda chief. Meanwhile, Islamabad has been on the defensive since Sunday's raid, saying that the U.S. and other countries share the blame for not finding bin Laden sooner. Islamabad has often voiced its anger at U.S. military operations on its soil, including the repeated American drone strikes. Well, earlier we spoke with a Kansas-based professor, Liaghat Ali Khan. He told us more about the legal implications of the U.S. military operations on Pakistani soil.
Under international law, the United States will have no right whatever to attack or to enter into the territory of Pakistan without the express consent of the Pakistani government. There is some collusion between the U.S. government and Pakistani government. I don't believe that the murder of Osama bin Laden was just a unilateral action by the United States. I don't think it happened unilaterally. I think the U.S., the Pakistani government was 100% involved in it. But they just don't want to accept it because the people of Pakistan probably would not agree with that.
Some Pakistani officials believe the U.S. has orchestrated Osama bin Laden's killing scenario in order to spread its ongoing war in Afghanistan to Pakistan. A number of Pakistani army officers and members of Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI, say bin Laden's death is a fact, but that he has not been killed in Pakistan. They reject Washington's claims that bin Laden had been living in the capital Islamabad's suburb of Abbottabad. They question how not even a single U.S. soldier was killed in the alleged operation against well-trained al-Qaeda militants. Pakistani security officials say the U.S. set up bin Laden's killing scenario to prepare conditions for an eventual military presence in Pakistan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has traveled to London without his military attaché over fears that his aide will be arrested over war crimes. Yohanan Locker preferred to stay behind because of his involvement in Israel's war on Gaza at the turn of 2009. Under British law, a judge can issue an arrest warrant against a foreigner accused of crimes against humanity. The British government has submitted an amendment to the legislation to Parliament. The amendment suggests that such warrants be approved by the Director of Public Prosecutions. Well, you're watching World News here on Press TV. It's time for a quick check of the headlines this hour. Amnesty says Bahrain must stop its campaign of terror against protesters amid a Saudi-backed crackdown. The United States says President Obama reserves the right to order military operations inside Pakistan. And the Israeli Prime Minister's military aide refuses to travel to London for fear of arrests over war crimes.